Visa Policy of Azerbaijan. From Wikipedia. The Free Encyclopedia. At en.wikipedia.org. Table of Contents. Section 1. Visa Policy Map. Section 2. General Visa Requirements. Section 3. Visa Exemption. Section 3.1. Non-Ordinary Passports. Section 4. Obtaining a Visa. Section 4.1. Visa on Arrival. Section 4.1.1. Conditional Visa on Arrival. Section 4.2. Electronic Visa. Section 4.3. Standard Process. Section 4.3.1. Invitation. Section 5. Visa Facilitation. Section 6. Entry Restrictions. This article is part of a series on the politics of Azerbaijan. You can find links to other articles in this series on this article's Wikipedia page. Visitors to Azerbaijan must obtain a visa from one of the Azerbaijani diplomatic missions, unless they come from one of the visa-exempt countries, countries eligible for visas on arrival, or countries eligible for electronic visas. Visitors must hold passports that are valid for at least 3 months beyond the intended period of stay. Section 1. Visa Policy Map. This section is a map of the visa policy of Azerbaijan for ordinary passport holders. You can find it, along with a key, on the article's Wikipedia page. The key will also be read now. Red, Republic of Azerbaijan. Dark green, visa exempt. Yellow, visa on arrival or electronic visa. Light green, electronic visa. Grey, physical visa required. Dark grey, admission refused. Section 2. General Visa Requirements. The applicant's passport must be valid for at least 3 months longer than the expected validity period of the visa applied for. If there are less than 3 months left on the applicant's passport before expiry, a visa will not be granted. All entrants who plan to stay for more than 15 days are required to register their location with the State Migration Service upon arrival, except citizens of Kazakhstan, who are only required to register if they intend to stay more than 30 days. Section 3. Visa Exemption. Citizens of the following 12 countries can visit Azerbaijan without a visa for up to 90 days, unless otherwise noted. Note, for clarity, I will read out the entrants who can travel for 90 days first, and then travellers for less than 90 days afterwards. For 90 days. Belarus, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Moldova, Russia, Tajikistan, Turkey. Turkish citizens can also travel using their ID card. Ukraine and Uzbekistan. For 30 days, Qatar, who can also travel with ID cards. 15 days, Iran, only valid within Nakhchivan. Azerbaijan agreed to mutual visa waivers with Serbia on the 1st of February 2022 and the United Arab Emirates on the 12th of May 2023. However, these have not yet gone into effect. Date of visa changes. Belarusian, Georgian, Kazakh, Kyrgyz, Moldovan, Russian, Tajik, Ukrainian, and Uzbek citizens have never required a visa to enter Azerbaijan. 1st of September 2019, Turkey. 1st of December 2019, Iran. Cancelled. 1992, Armenia. 1993, Bulgaria, Cuba, Czechia, Hungary, Mongolia, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Vietnam. 1995, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. 1999, Turkmenistan. This section was accompanied by several different photos showing entry and exit stamps in a Swedish passport and a visa for Azerbaijan issued in Tehran, Iran. Section 3.1. Non-ordinary passports. Holders of the following non-ordinary passports are also eligible for a visa-free entry of 90 days, unless otherwise noted. Albania, diplomatic and service passports. Argentina, diplomatic, official and service passports. Austria, diplomatic and service passports. Belarus, diplomatic, official and service passports. Belgium, diplomatic passports. Bolivia, diplomatic, official and service passports. Bosnia and Herzegovina, 30 days, diplomatic, official and service passports. Brazil, diplomatic, official and service. Bulgaria, diplomatic and service. Cambodia, diplomatic. Chile, diplomatic, official and service. China, 30 days, diplomatic and service. Colombia, diplomatic, official and service. Croatia, diplomatic and service. Cuba, diplomatic, official and service. Cyprus, diplomatic. Czech Republic, diplomatic. Egypt, 30 days, diplomatic, service and special. Estonia, diplomatic. Finland, diplomatic. France, diplomatic. Georgia, diplomatic, official and service. Germany, diplomatic. Greece, diplomatic. Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, 14 days, diplomatic and service. Hungary, diplomatic. India, diplomatic, official and service. Indonesia, 30 days, diplomatic and service. Iran, 30 days, diplomatic and service. Iraq, 30 days, diplomatic, official and service. Israel, diplomatic and service. Italy, diplomatic and service. Japan, diplomatic. Jordan, diplomatic and service. Kazakhstan, diplomatic, official and service. Kuwait, diplomatic, service and special. Kyrgyzstan, diplomatic, official and service. Laos, 30 days, diplomatic. Latvia, diplomatic and service. Libya, temporarily suspended, diplomatic, service, special. Liechtenstein, diplomatic. Lithuania, diplomatic and service. Luxembourg, diplomatic. Malta, diplomatic. Mexico, diplomatic. Moldova, diplomatic, official and service. Mongolia, diplomatic, official and service. Montenegro, diplomatic and service. Morocco, diplomatic, official, service and special. Netherlands, diplomatic. Norway, diplomatic. Pakistan, 30 days, diplomatic and service. Palestine, 30 days, diplomatic. Peru, diplomatic, service and special. Poland, diplomatic. Portugal, diplomatic, service and special. Qatar, 30 days, diplomatic, service and special. Romania, diplomatic and service. Russia, diplomatic, official and service. San Marino, diplomatic and service. Serbia, diplomatic, official and service. Slovakia, diplomatic and service. Slovenia, diplomatic and service. South Korea, 30 days, diplomatic, official and service. Spain, diplomatic. Sweden, diplomatic. Switzerland, diplomatic and service. Syria, 30 days, diplomatic, special and service. Tajikistan, diplomatic, official and service. Turkey, diplomatic, service and special. Turkmenistan, 30 days, diplomatic and service. Ukraine, diplomatic, official and service. United Arab Emirates, diplomatic, service and special. Uruguay, diplomatic, official and service. Uzbekistan, diplomatic, official and service. Venezuela, 30 days, diplomatic, official and service. And Vietnam, 30 days, diplomatic, official and service passports. This section was accompanied by a map of the visa policy of Azerbaijan for non-ordinary passports, using various shades of blue to denote the level of passports that are allowed in. Section 4. Obtaining a visa. Section 4.1. Visa on arrival. Citizens of the following 13 countries can obtain a visa on arrival to Azerbaijan, valid for a maximum stay of 30 days. The visa is obtainable at any international airport. Bahrain, China, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Japan, Kuwait, Malaysia, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, South Korea, and the United Arab Emirates. The cost of a visa on arrival is $30 US. Holders of Japanese passports can obtain a visa on arrival for free. Section 4.1.1 Conditional Visa on Arrival. All air travellers could apply for a visa on arrival between the 1st of April and the 15th of May 2023 if travelling in connection with the Formula One World Championship 2023. Travellers must present a ticket to the event or an accreditation card issued by the Baku City Circuit Operations Company or an organization affiliated with Formula One. Citizens of the United States could obtain a visa on arrival valid for 30 days in Azerbaijan if arriving on a direct Azerbaijan Airlines flight from New York City. However, this route was cancelled in 2019, so US citizens can no longer receive a visa on arrival unless they meet another condition. Travelers with a residence permit issued by the United Arab Emirates can obtain a 30-day tourist visa on arrival in Azerbaijan. They must present their valid visa or residence permit along with their passport. Section 4.2 Electronic Visa. Azerbaijan introduced electronic visas for citizens of designated countries in January 2017. The system is known as ASAN Visa, and visas are issued for a single entry visit of up to 30 days. Electronic visas should be printed and presented together with the visitor's passport, which must be valid for at least 3 months beyond the expiry date of the visa, at the border checkpoint. There are two types of e-visa application: the standard application, costing $20 US and taking up to 3 working days, as well as the urgent application, costing $55 and being processed within 3 hours. In addition to the visa fee, applicants must pay a $5 service fee. Nationals of the following countries and territories are eligible to apply for an electronic visa: all European Union citizens, Albania, Algeria, Andorra, Argentina, Australia, Bahamas, Bahrain, Barbados, Bolivia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Brazil, Brunei, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Djibouti, Ecuador, Guatemala, Iceland, India, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Jamaica, Japan, Jordan, Kuwait, Liechtenstein, Malaysia, Maldives, Mauritius, Mexico, Monaco, Mongolia, Montenegro, Morocco, Nepal, New Zealand, North Macedonia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, San Marino, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Seychelles, Singapore, South Africa, South Korea, Sri Lanka, Switzerland, Thailand, Trinidad and Tobago, Turkmenistan, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, United States, Vatican City, and Vietnam. In 2017, British travel magazine Wanderlust rated Azerbaijan's electronic visa as the easiest visa to obtain in the world. Travellers who are eligible for an unconditional visa on arrival can also choose to obtain an electronic visa on arrival at Heydar Aliyev International Airport. There are plans to expand the ASAN system to issue electronic visas for Azerbaijani citizens travelling abroad. As of January 2018, Morocco was selected, and negotiations were also underway with Lithuania and the United Arab Emirates. Section 4.3. Standard process. If a traveller does not meet the citizenship requirements for a visa exemption, visa on arrival, or electronic visa, or wishes to work or study, they must apply for a visa with their nearest Azerbaijani diplomatic mission. Visitors may apply by mail or appointment, and the visa application form may be filled out online. Single entry and transit visas cost $20, and multiple entry visas cost $250. When applying for a visa, the applicant must present the following: a completed application form, a valid travel document and photocopy of its information page, two colour, passport regulation photographs, proof of legal status in the country of application if applying from a country other than one's own, payment for visa application fees by certified cheque. Section 4.3.1. Invitation. In addition, for all visas except transit visas, the applicant must present a valid invitation. The required invitational documents differ depending on the type of visa applied for. For tourist visas, the applicant must provide proof of a hotel booking within Azerbaijan and confirmed flights in and out of the country. For private visit visas, the applicant's host in Azerbaijan must provide a notarized copy of both their identity card and an invitation letter. For all other visa types, they must receive permission from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs before applying for a visa. The inviting party in Azerbaijan must file the following documents in person at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Baku: a completed invitation form, available online, a letter from the inviting person or organization stating the purpose of the visa sought after, the length of the invitation, the number of required entries, and the diplomatic mission that the invitee will apply for the visa from, a copy of the passport of the invitee, proof of payment of the Formanat application fee, paid through a bank or online. If a legal representative submits the documents, they must also provide proof of the power of attorney and a copy of their identity card. If the inviting party is an individual, they must present a copy of their tax number registration letter and a proof of address. Section 5. Visa facilitation. In 2013, Azerbaijan concluded a visa facilitation agreement with the European Union, excluding Denmark and Ireland, which reduces the number of documents sufficient for justifying the purpose of the trip, envisages issuance of multiple entry visas, limits the length of processing, and reduces the issuing fee or waives it entirely for many categories of EU citizens. Section 6. Entry restrictions. Due to a state of war with the Republic of Armenia and the Republic of Artsakh, Azerbaijan has banned entry and transit to Armenian and Artsakh nationals, as well as citizens of any other country who are of Armenian descent, to the Republic of Azerbaijan. There have been exceptions, most notably for Armenia's participation in the 2015 European Games held in Baku. The government of Azerbaijan strictly bans the entry and transit to any foreign citizens to Nagorno-Karabakh, the de facto Republic of Artsakh, and the exclaves of Kharki, Ukhara-Askapara, Bakhudali, and Safulu, which are de jure part of Azerbaijan but under control of Armenia, without prior consent of the government of Azerbaijan. Foreign citizens who enter these territories without permission are subject to being refused entry and transit to Azerbaijan and being included in the list of persona non grata. The same policy applied to the Armenian-occupied territories surrounding Nagorno-Karabakh until they returned to Azerbaijani control as a result of the 2020 Nagorno-Karabakh War. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the issuance of electronic visas and visas on arrival was suspended. End of article. For a list of visitor statistics by country and by year, as well as links to other pages and a comprehensive list of references used in the creation of this article, you can head to this article's Wikipedia page. This sound file And all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported license, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. Thank you for listening.